Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth on this last day of September, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. It's such a privilege to be able to pray for you, so thank you for letting me speak through your Alexa device or in your earbuds or however you're listening to this. If you want to let me know how you listen to it, it would be really helpful to me just to know how you found it. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com, and particularly I love to hear from folks who live outside of the United States because I'm super curious on how you've heard about the podcast. All right, I'm in Nehemiah chapter 11, verses 19 through 36, which will finish off chapter 11, and it says this. This is in the New Revised Standard Version. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their associates who kept watch at the gates were 172, and the rest of Israel and of the priests and the Levites were all in the towns of Judah, all of them in their inheritance. But the temple servants lived on Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were over the temple servants. The overseer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, son of Hashabiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micah, on the descendants of Asaph, the singers in charge of the work of the house of God. For there was a command from the king concerning them and a settled provision for the singers as was required every day. And Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And as for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its villages, and in Dibon and its villages, and in Jekabzeel and its villages, and in Jeshua and Moladah and Beth Peleh. In Hazar Shual, in Beersheba and its villages, in Ziklag, in Mechonah and its villages, in En Rimmon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam and their villages, Lachish and its fields, and Ezekah and its villages. So they camped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The people of Benjamin also lived from Geba onward at Mishmash, Aijah, Bethel and its villages, Ananoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of artisans. And certain divisions of the Levites in Judah were joined to Benjamin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just really like that phrase, the valley of artisans. And so today I lift up those people who are artists. And as one who is kind of a closet artist, I know how hard it is to make a living by the things that you create with your hands or your mind, and or music that you compose as well. And so, Lord, would you bless my friend who's an artist today? Would you financially bless them? Would you bring patrons into their lives who are the patrons of the arts to help them to make ends meet? I thank you that there are people out there in your kingdom who do these beautiful works. There are singers, there are dancers, there are visual artists, there are rappers, there are so many people, and of course, poets and people who write like me. There's so many people out there who are doing creative work for you, and yet it can be very discouraging. So I pray, Father, for that provision today, and I pray for breakthrough, particularly for the person who's really struggling and just feeling like, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Lord, confirm the work of their hands, and would you send something today in particular that would train or change the way they think about their job and give them direction for what is next. Sometimes we just need wisdom of how do I create this art in a way that will support my family. And so I pray for that wisdom right now. Lord, I also thank you that people are listening from all sorts of villages, just like was talked about in the scripture, little towns and hamlets and cities. And you are Lord of all of us in all of our locales. And somehow, Lord, you keep all of our stories chronicled in your mind. You are weaving them together in a holy, beautiful narrative that we don't understand. You hold every story in your hand. You hold every village and town in your hand. You hold every leadership leadership structure in your hand. You hold principalities in your hand. You hold our lives in your hand. You hold sickness and death in your hand. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and you are worthy of our affection. You're worthy of our lives. You're worthy of our surrender. You're worthy of our hope. You're worthy of everything that we can offer to you because you are good. You are strong. You are powerful. You are full of hope. You are for us, not against us. You will not forsake us. And we rest in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast today is brought to you by Doris Swift. She has a podcast called The Fierce Calling Podcast, and you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And in this podcast, she interviews people, particularly women, who have a fierce calling. And her belief is that every woman has a fierce calling, which I totally jump up and down about. So Doris, thank you for doing that. There's a couple of things that you can do at her website at DorisSwift.com. Super exciting. She has a book called Goodbye Regret. So you're saying goodbye to regret, a Bible study guide and prayer journal. And so you can get that for free, especially if you've been battling regret. There's also a free printable of fear fighting Bible verses. So if you've been stressed, if you've been afraid, if you've been hurting, you can get that free on her website. And then she also has another freebie. She is just full of generosity. She has a book called Step Out of Your Doubt and Into Your Calling. So if you've been battling doubt and you really want to understand what the next steps are in your calling, you can get this free ebook. Thank you, Doris Swift, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you're interested in being a sponsor on Pray Every Day, again, we don't have this every day of the month. I don't want to bombard you with sponsorships, but if you're interested, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com. That's right. And she will get you all the information that you need. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.